Good morning.
So,
at our home, we park a car next to our garage.
喺我屋企咧，我哋将个车停喺个车房嘅隔篱嘅旁边嘅。
We park one car in the garage, and the second car we park to the side of the garage.
我哋一个车停咗喺车房里边，然后另外车咧喺个车房旁边停喺度。
The place I park the second car outside is on a slope.
而呢个停另外一个车房外边嘅车咧，系停喺一个少少嘅斜坡嗰度嘅。
And it's on an angle.
是并且是不是平衡而是有一个角度的。
It's actually a little bit difficult to park.
那么停在这样的位置是不容易。
And when I back the car out of that parking space,
那么停车出来的时候呢
I'll sometimes get the wheels stuck against a wooden barrier on the side of that parking space.
停得唔好嘅时候咧，个车辘可能会系卡住喺旁边一个栏杆嘅地方嗰度。
And if you were watching me, you would discover how ungodly I am.
你睇到我嘅时候咧，就知道我嗰阵时都唔系好老皮嘅。
I get frustrated.
我咧就好觉得系好有啲挫败感。
And the more frustrated I get, the more stuck I get.
我越是觉得挫败感咧，就我就越喺嗰度卡住，走唔出嚟。
And then when my wife Carol is in the car with me when I'm backing it up，
当我太太如果佢当时系同埋我坐埋架车里边嘅时候咧
，she'll laugh at me as I get angry about。
咁我越嬲咧，佢就越系笑我啦。
It's not very mature。
咁啊，照佢唔系好成熟嘅表现。
But time after time I'll get stuck。
但每一次系咁样系卡住嘅时候。
Then I thought of a solution.
我又想到一个对策。
Before I get in the car, I see where the front wheels are pointed.
咁我未入车之前咧，我睇清楚我前轮嘅所向准嘅方向。
Took me several years to think of that.
我都用咗几年嘅时间先学识呢个方法。
And then I would picture where those wheels are.
咁我谂下呢个轮如果咁样向嘅时候咧，咁啊跟住个车会行啲咩方向
？In my imagination.
在我的想象当中
And then I would picture how I was going to back the car out.
先想想个车这样行吞的时候是会怎样行。我很自豪我觉得。
It worked.
居然又搞定了。
I would picture how I was going to back the car out.
我就这样想象我怎样将个车吞出来。
In my imagination,
在我的想象里面这样想
And then I could back the car out.
那我就停车就没难度了。
When I used my intelligence,
但如果我单是用我的思维去想呢
I found out I wasn't very intelligent.
那我发觉其实我都不是那么聪明的。
But when I used my imagination,
但当我用我想象力
I didn't need intelligence.
那我就不需要这些所谓的思维。
I just followed the picture.
咁就跟住我脑里边嗰幅图画。
This morning I am going to teach on this strange thing called the imagination。
今日我朝早上同大家分享就系关乎呢个想象力呢个课题。
You use it all the time。
其实你成日都系咁用噶啦。
But you don't realize。
你只不过唔发觉嘅啫。
All through life you're picturing things。
你一生里边都系不断咁用呢个方法。
And it's a wonderful gift of God to us。
系神俾我哋一个奇妙嘅恩礼物。
So we're going to spend some time to see how we can use that wonderful gift to our spiritual advantage.
咁我哋就尝试去学呢个方法，喺叫我哋嘅属灵可以得到帮助成长。
We're going to look at the Bible.
我哋会一齐睇一段圣经。
And I've written about the imagination in that particular book.
喺本书里边，我系写到关于呢一个想象力呢方面嘅问题。
Now in English, imagination is a strange word.
在英文里面原来这个字都是挺奇怪挺奇特的。
The reason it's strange, what about Chinese?
Chinese, I don't think it's that strange.
Okay. In English, it's strange.
在英文其实是都挺奇怪的这个字。
Because in the English language, you always imagine something that either is not true or doesn't exist.
因为想象的东西是未必一定是实在地存在的。
And it really doesn't view the imagination in a positive way.
咁我哋諗到想像力嘅時候呢，我哋通常個態度唔係好正面嘅。
But in Chinese, I guess it's different.
Mutual. 中文裏面就未必係好似西方人咁諗。
And I'm going to argue that the way we work is the way we picture life determines how we live.
咁我就建議等可以咁樣係面對你嘅生命，因為好多時我哋想像另一隻就係帶領我哋生命點樣行嘅。
And the way we picture life has to be done through our imagination.
而我哋係好多時係將一啲生命嘅圖畫喺我哋想像裏面嚟到去出現。
So I would argue that to picture controls the pictures we have in our heart.Controls the perspective we have on life.
而啲腦海裏面嘅圖畫咧，就係控制住我哋對事物嘅睇法。
And I would argue that the pictures we have of life and the perspective we have controls our relationships.
而我哋呢啲咁嘅對事物嘅睇法，因住呢啲圖畫帶嚟嘅影響咧，係控制住我哋同人與人之間嘅關係。
My wife Carol and I were on vacation.
我同我太太去度假嘅時候。
And we used Airbnb.
我哋就用呢个 Airbnb 嚟订房。
If you want to have an adventurous vacation, use Airbnb.
如果你想你个度假系多啲色彩咧，就可以尝试咁样做。
Motels are boringly predictable.
酒店其实就系好系冇乜特色嘅。
But every time you use Airbnb, it's a new adventure.
但你每次用呢个 Airbnb 嚟订房嘅时候咧，间屋都唔一样。
So Carol and I are in Nebraska.
咁我哋去到呢个 Nebraska 州。
We're going to rent a room at a farmer's home.
我哋去一个农夫屋企嗰度订一间房嚟要住。
The man comes to the door to greet us.
咁呢个屋主嚟到开门嚟到迎接我哋。
My wife.Carol, who's friendly to every human being, is friendly to him.
咁我太太对任何人都系咁友善咧，就对呢个屋主都好友善。
I look at him. I look at the farmer.
哦，咁我就睇住呢个屋主。
And I don't like him at all.
我睇个样我就唔好中意啦。
He's smiling. I don't like him.
我又唔中意佢咁样笑法。
Because he looks like my father's relatives.
因为佢似我个爸爸方面嘅一啲亲戚。
And all of my father's relatives were not nice people.
因为我爸爸方面亲戚个个都唔系好好嘅。
I see this man. I have a picture in my head.
我睇呢个人咧，我就心里边里面就谂起我嗰啲咁嘅亲戚。
I'm not giving you a very good impression of myself.
咁样讲法似乎俾你哋对我印象都唔系咁好啊。
I get angry in cars。
我上车又发脾气啦。
I get suspicious of farmers。
对农夫又好似有啲怀疑态度啦。
But he looked like one of my father's relatives。
佢真系好似我爸爸一个亲戚。
So my perspective was I don't trust this man。
所以我个心里边就自然咧就唔系好信呢个人。
And then when I related。To him,
咁我咁样同佢交往咧
，I smiled, but I was careful.
咁我个微笑都系有一啲嘅系谨慎喺当中
，and that affected my emotions.
因为咁嘅缘故咧，就影响到我嘅感受。
I wasn't happy to be there.
我其实都唔系好想住喺嗰度啊，影响到我。
But of course, my wife Carol was happy to be there.
太太就唔一样啦，佢冇所谓啊，佢好喜欢。
My wife Carol thinks Airbnb is the most fun there is.
咁佢认为 Airbnb 订新房都应该 OK 嘅，应该好嘅。
I think it's like going to go gamble in Las Vegas.
我就感受就好似去拉斯维加斯赌博咁啊。
But my emotions, because of the picture I started with, were negative.
但因为我心里边呢个先入为主嘅感受咧，令到我系有一个负面嘅感觉。
Which then affected my desires.
就影响到我自己想唔想喺嗰度住。
I don't want to be there.
我唔想喺嗰度住。
Well, it turns out the man convinced me he was a nice man.
但系咧，结果咧，其实呢个人都唔错嘅。 是很好人。
In fact, he was probably nicer than I am.
可能比我更好人。
And the picture I had turned out to be false.
我心里原本有个印象，那个图画是错误的。
But notice how the picture I already had controlled my responses.
你看到我原先有个图画，就影响到我当时的一个反应。
All of us are carrying millions of pictures in our hearts.
我们每个人心里面有无数的图画。
And they're very powerful.
对我们影响很大的。
I'm going to talk about pictures from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew.
我想在这里用一个图画的角度看马太福音这个登山宝训。
And if you looked at the Sermon on the Mount, you would find many things that Jesus teaches that are actually discouraging.
你看到的时候，其实耶稣在讲的很多事都好像不是那么有鼓励性。
There's 111 verses in the Sermon on the Mount.
有111节。
It would take 12 to 15 minutes to read it out loud.
如果你读出来的时候，可能要12到15分钟。
But within that sermon, there are 16 pictures.
在这个讲道里面，居然有16幅图画。
Some of the most famous pictures in the world.
一些是我们世界人大部分都熟悉的图画。
And most of them, if not all of them, are unexplained. Jesus just gives you a word picture.
大部分耶稣都没有加以解释，就这么就将这个图画括划给你们。
And what's interesting, if you look at that chart,
奇怪，如果你看这个图片上面这几张图表的话，
on the one hand, there are huge demands of us.
一方面，耶稣给我们一些很大的要求。
But on the other hand, there are these incredibly encouraging pictures.
另一方面，还有这些令到我们很受鼓励的图画。
And the solution to changing our hearts is found within those pictures.
而这些叫我们心态改变的，就可以在这些图画里面找到。
So let me give you an illustration of different pictures.
拿其中一个来去解释。
Now I know in very conservative Chinese churches,
在这些保守的华人教会当中，
people are worried about the imagination.
可能你会对用想象力去解经这方面会有一些质疑。
And they're worried about people using their imagination.
同时人怎么用这些想象力呢，你都会有一些怀疑。
So notice this picture Jesus gave to his disciples.
留意这幅耶稣给他们门徒的图画。
You are the salt of the earth.
你是世上的盐。
Don't use your imagination.
但是你又不准你用想象的话呢？
Don't picture that.
不要去想这个图画的话呢？
Don't picture it.
不要想这个图画。
Now let's look at another one.
又看另外一幅图画。
You are the light of the world.
你是世上的光。
Don't picture it.
不要想图画。
Now the problem with me telling you not to picture it is you're picturing it already.
但是我这么讲的时候，你都发觉当中会有问题。
You're already trying to figure out what does that look like?
你会马上想问这个，看上来怎么一回事呢？
Am I a human salt shaker?
是不是我自己好像一个盐瓶里面的盐呢？
Or a human flashlight?
因为好像个手电筒呢？
Or am I like the sun?
因为好像太阳呢，讲到光。
And the words force you to come up with some picture.
这些字的用法的时候，是强迫我们用一些图画。
And all through that sermon,
在整个讲道当中，
Jesus is using pictures.
耶稣不断地用这些图画。
He says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心在哪里。
Picture your treasure.
讲到这个财宝，财富的图画。
And he keeps using picture language.
耶稣不断用这些图画的言语。
Because Jesus created us with an imagination.
因为耶稣在创造我们的时候，将一个想象的能力放在我们心里面。
And he's going to teach us how to use it powerfully for our good.
于是他就用这个他所创造的想象的能力，我来教导一些很有力的真理。
Another thing he said.
另一样他所教导的。
Another picture.
另一个图画。
For the imagination.
是给我们的想象的。
The lamp of the body is the eye.
他说呢， 你, 身体的灯就是对不住灯就是身体的眼睛。
And so he says, the eyes like a lamp.
你的眼睛就好像灯一样。
And as you picture it, you have to meditate on the picture to understand what he's saying.
你看到图画的时候你要想象里面是讲什么你才明白。
Now, this is, sounds very theoretical.
听上来都是有些道理。
But then we come to Matthew 6 verses 28 through 31.
我们来到马太福音6章28到31节了。
And he's going to deal with the problem of anxiety.
耶稣在这里是帮那些人讲一些关于忧虑的问题。
Does anyone here suffer from anxiety?
有哪个人是当中你觉得自己有忧虑的呢?
Well, Esther does. She's nodding her head.
有些人是点头。
One person, anybody else?
还有没有?
Okay, we're up to five. Oh, we're up to eight.
哦，有七八个了已经。
If you don't suffer from anxiety in this world while you live in this world, you're either blind and deaf.
你在这个世界生活你又没有忧虑的觉得那你可能一是盲的一是就聋的。
Or you're not watching TV.
或者你不看电视的。
Or you're taking an incredibly powerful tranquilizer.
或者你是吃了一些很强力的一些的镇静剂。
Everything about life could make you nervous.
生活里面其实很多事情都可以叫我们有忧虑的。
Because when we look at this world, it does make us nervous.
就是看着这个世界发生的事就会忧虑的。
So Jesus is going to address anxiety.
所以耶稣就讲同人哋一个好普遍嘅问题，忧虑。
And he realizes that the problem we have is we look at this world.
佢亦都知道我哋就成日所遇见嘅世界上嘅事情。
And he's going to give us a whole new picture of the world.
会令到我忧虑，于是佢就尝试绘画另外一幅嘅图画。
A wonderful picture.
一个好美妙嘅图画。
Now, if you look at the English text,
喺英文嘅翻译嘅时候。
You'll see the word anxious three times.
你睇到段三节四节里边有三次出现呢个忧虑呢个字。
There are seven verses.
总共有七节。
And anxiety is mentioned in the first verse.
第一节有出现。
The last verse.
最拉尾一节。
And the middle verse.
同埋中间一节。
Actually, that middle verse.
同埋中好似中间嘅嗰部分。
Three different times.
三次你都提及。
And at the very beginning, he says, stop being anxious.
开始的时候说你不要忧虑。
In the middle, he says, don't be continually anxious.
中间他说不要继续不断忧虑。
And in the last verse, he says, immediately stop being anxious.
最后一个节他说你马上停止去忧虑。
If somebody walked up to me and said, don't be anxious.
有人行上我面前跟我说你不要忧虑。
You know what would happen to me?
你以为我会怎么反应呢?
I would start getting anxious.
我就马上开始忧虑了。
How am I going to stop being anxious?
我怎么可以停止忧虑?
He's telling me not to be anxious.
哇,他现在叫我不要忧虑。
How do I do that?
我怎么做啊?我怎么可以做到?
Didn't you watch Charlie Rose on Channel 5 this morning? The world's getting worse.
你刚看新闻的时候，你会发觉这个世界越来越大问题。
I think I should worry about that.
我估我要为这事情都会令到我忧虑。
But Jesus is going to give us a solution to anxiety.
但是耶稣要给我们对应付忧虑一个解决办法。
Where does anxiety come from?
这些忧虑在哪里呢？
It's how we picture things.
就是我哋点样睇呢啲事物。
I see the farmer coming to the door.
我睇到呢个农夫嚟到门口开门嘅时候。
He reminds me of my father's dangerous relatives.
佢叫我想起我爸爸以前一啲嘅亲戚。
And I immediately check to see where my wallet is.
马上我揿住个荷包啦。
Because they're untrustworthy.
因为觉得呢个人系好似唔信得过。
So let's see how Jesus deals with anxiety.
咁我哋睇下耶稣点样去应付，帮我哋呢个应付呢个忧虑问题。
He says, for this reason I say to you, don't be presently anxious.
所以呢，原文直接嘅语义就话，为咗呢啲原因呢，我叫你现在就唔需要忧虑。
For your life.
是为了你的生命的缘故,
as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink.
就在生命里面你吃些什么啊，喝些什么啊，这些不需要忧虑。
Nor for your body.
也都不需要为你身体忧虑。
As to what you put on.
就是忧虑你穿些什么啊。
Is life not more than food and the body than clothing?
你的生命是多于重于这些吃些什么啊，喝些什么啊，穿些什么啊。
Now this is pretty basic.
这个是很基本的。
If Jesus were teaching in the United States,
如果耶稣今天在美国来做教导,
he wouldn't talk to us about food or clothing.
He would or would not.
He would not.
他就不会教这些关于饮食、衣裳的东西。
He would talk to you about your retirement program, your 401k, and your children's education.
他会跟你说你们现在考虑退休、儿女教育、基金等等。
Because we're a rich culture.
因为美国是富有的。
So we just switch what we worry about.
只不过是都忧虑，不过忧虑的对象是不一样。
No matter how rich you are, you can find something to worry about.
无论你多富有，你都会有些事情令到你忧虑的。
Then he gives us the way out of anxiety.
然后他给我们这个忧虑有一个出路。
He gives us a new picture of life.
他给我们对生命一个另外新的看法。
Because anxiety comes from how we look at life.
因为忧虑是由于我们怎么看这个生命而来的。
So he is going to give us a new picture.
所以耶稣给我们一个新的图画。
And the only way you're going to see this picture,
你唯一可以看这个图画的方法呢,
you have to start with your imagination.
就由你的想象开始了。
He gives a series of pictures.
耶稣给我们一系列的图画。
And the only way you can obey what he says is to accept his pictures.
你唯一可以去遵行他教导的就是要接受他给你的图画。
He starts out with, look at the birds of the air.
他开始就用说你看天空的飞鸟。
And immediately you start picturing birds, don't you?
你马上脑里就想到真的一个鸟的图画。
You could be in a room in the dark.
你可以甚至在一个完全黑暗的房间里面。
There are no birds in this room.
这个房里面没有鸟的。
But at this second, there are thousands of birds in your minds.
但在一刻里面，你脑里面可以想到千千万万的鸟。
Look at the birds of the air.
耶稣只是说一句话，你看天空的飞鸟。
They do not sow, they don't go out and plant seeds.
他们不纺织，也都不去收割。
Neither do they reap, they don't harvest.
他们又不播种，也都不会将收割的东西放入仓库。
Nor gather into barns.
也都不会将食物收藏在仓库。
But he also left something out.
但是，they left something.
He left something out.
但是耶稣没有讲到一些东西。
They're also stupid.
就是很愚蠢的。
Birds are stupid.
雀都不是很聪明，其实很蠢的。
In our backyard, I put a ladder against the back wall.
A ladder against the back, a ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R, ladder. Oh, okay.
在我家里面，我将个梯咧放在我家嘅后院个墙上边。 And a bird came and built a nest on a step of that ladder.
咁呢雀咧就居然喺嗰个梯嗰度嘅一级级上面系建立佢嘅巢啊。
The first rule of building a nest is you never build it on a ladder.
你都知道你唔应该咁样做噶。
So to help the bird out, I threw the nest on the ground.
咁我为咗去帮啲雀啦，我就将个巢咧就搬咗喺地下上边。
Do you know what he did?
你估啲雀会点做啊？
Next day he built a nest on the ladder.
佢又第二日又再次喺个楼梯啊嗰把梯上面起个另外一个巢。
I threw the nest on the ground.
咁我又将呢个巢搬咗落地下。
Guess what he did the third day?
你估第三日又点做呢，雀仔？
He built a nest.
佢又起第三个喺梯上面嘅巢。
Then I moved the ladder.
咁我就今次就搬嗰个梯去第二度啦。
Because the bird wasn't going to figure out you don't build nests on ladders.
咁我以为啲雀仔会学识噶啦。
they're not very intelligent.
但其实佢真系唔好聪明嘅。
But notice what Jesus says.
但留意耶稣呢度所讲嘅。
Yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
然而天父系喂养佢哋。
He takes care of them.
佢会系照顾佢哋。
He feeds them.
喂养佢哋。
And they don't do a bit of work.
佢哋一啲工作都冇做嘅。
They're uneducated.
又都冇系受到咩教育嘅。
They don't have a bank account.
银行里边有冇存款嘅。
And they're dumb.
亦都系愚蠢嘅添。
And he takes care of them.
然而天父都系照顾佢哋。
And then after giving us that picture,
咁耶稣画完呢幅图画之后
，He then asks a question.
佢就问一个问题
：Are you not worth more than them？
难道你唔比飞鸟更加贵重吗
？Then they are worth.
你贵重过佢哋唔系吗
？Notice what he's doing. He's giving you a picture of the Father's care in this world.
耶稣喺度系佢画一幅天父看顾我哋嘅图画。
And then he says something very obvious.
跟住讲一啲好明显嘅事情。
And which of you by being anxious can add an inch?
佢话你边个可以因为忧虑叫佢寿命长一刻咧
？To your lifespan.
咁可以忧虑就叫长命啲咧
？Will anxiety make you live longer?
会唔会忧虑会唔会令到你长命啲咧？
Really, it's the opposite. Anxiety will make you live shorter.
你都知道结果是啱啱相反。
It'll shorten your life.
你会去令到你生命更加短。
So, he gives a picture.
所以耶稣就画幅个图画。
As a solution to anxiety.
作为对忧虑这个问题的解决。
Let's continue to watch what he does.
我们再看看耶稣跟着怎么做。
Then verse
29.
And why are you continually anxious?
28节问为什么你继续不断地仍然在忧虑
About clothing.
又忧虑衣着
Again, he was teaching in a very poor culture.
他当时的人都是很穷困的。
If he were speaking in the Bay Area,
如果你在湾区来讲呢
He would say, why are you anxious about housing price increases?
你就会个忧虑的对象呢就是这里的屋价是太贵。
But if you own a house in the Bay Area, you're rather happy about housing price increases.
如果你自己已经拥有一间屋呢你就不忧虑反倒是会开心了。
Doesn't matter what culture is we are in, we can find something to worry about.
无论你住在哪个文化环背景，你都会有啲嘢咧令到你忧虑嘅。
Observe how the lilies of the field grow.
即系睇下田里嘅百合花，佢哋点样生长咧
？They do not toil nor do they spin.
话嗰度佢哋又唔辛劳，又冇纺织。
They don't do anything.
佢乜都唔做喎
，but just stand there。
佢就系种喺个田里边，生喺活喺个田里边。
Nor are they as intelligent as birds。
甚至连雀都比雀鸟都冇佢哋咁聪明。
And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these。
而我话俾你听啦，连所罗门最显赫嘅时候。所着的都冇啲花咁靓。
Carol and I drove across the United States and back。
我同我太太系曾经系横到美国，一个开车嘅旅程。
We took a 6-week vacation。
所花系六个星期嘅一个度假时间。
The older you get, the longer vacations you take。
年纪越大咧，你个度假嘅时间可以越长嘅。
And the United States is beautiful.
美国是非常之漂亮。
Everywhere we looked, we saw beauty.
我们去哪里都看到很美丽的景色。
God up in heaven makes the world beautiful.
我们看看这个天父创造这个世界是多么漂亮。
And if he can make a lily beautiful,
如果佢可以叫一棵小嘅百合花整到咁靓
，and that lily is more beautiful than Solomon in all of his glory。
呢个花仲靓过所罗门当时最荣。
Solomon, who is one of the richest kings in Israel.
所罗门系以色列所有嘅皇帝当其中最富有嘅一个。
And yet he could not dress himself as beautifully as a lily.
他所穿的衣服都不及得上一朵花。
The God who can do that is the God who is taking care of us.
如果神可以这样做，同一位神是在照顾我们。
Notice what Jesus is doing.
看看耶稣做什么？
He's giving us a pictures as an answer to anxiety.
他就是很简单的用图画来到去帮我们解决忧虑的问题。
And what he's really saying is step into how God sees life.
他就说你就看看神怎么看生命。
Step into how God sees life.
你看用神的角度去看生命。
And he's going to tell us how to step into those pictures.
他也是教我们怎么去进入这个图画的当中。
Verse
30.
But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace.
喂，小信的人啊，你看神今天这样来装饰的草，明天就扔到火炉里面了。
Will he not do so much more for you?
他对于你来讲，难道不会做得更加多吗？
Will he not do so much more for you?
对于你们来说，难道他不会更加做得多吗？
Oh, men and women of little faith.
耶稣说，这些人你们实在小信。
Now, Christ used the phrase men of little faith about four times.
耶稣用这个说话，小信的人只不过用了四次。
And if you read the other three uses, you'll come to this conclusion.
如果你睇下其他三次点样用嘅时候咧，你就会咁样作出一个结论。
That was a nice way of saying we don't have any faith at all.
其实咧，佢讲得好客气啦，实际上就话你根本一啲信心都冇。
He taught that you could have faith like a grain of mustard seed, and you could move a mountain.
耶稣曾经说过，你有芥菜种咁小的信心，你可以将个山移走。
But we don't even have mustard seed faith.
但我哋连芥菜种嘅信心都冇。
And he says, O you of little faith.
喺个情形之下，耶稣就话呢班人系小信。
And he's giving the solution.
耶稣喺度俾佢一个解决办法。
To anxiety. To anxiety.
就是对于个忧虑是一个解决方法。
Is anxiety an emotion?
忧虑是不是一种的感受呢？
How many of you believe anxiety is an emotion?
有几个相信认为忧虑是一种的感受。
Anxiety is an emotion.
忧虑是一种我们所感觉到的感受来的。
So he's actually teaching us how to manage our emotions.
所以耶稣教导我们怎么去处理我们一些忧虑的感受。
He says, change the picture you have of life and see life through God's eyes.
我们将你对生命的看的图画转变一个看法，就是从神的角度去看。
And believe what you see.
然后相信你眼所看到的。
But he first has to give us a picture of how God sees life.
他首先要将神怎么看这个世界生命来到个图画告诉我们。
How does God see life?
神怎么看生命的?
He sees you as immensely valuable.
他看我们每一个人是极其有价值的。
He sees you as his child that he has to take care of.
他看你作为他必须要去关顾的一个孩子。
He sees you as someone he's dedicated to because he loves you.
他看你是因为他爱你的缘故，是必须向你去保证有生活上的供应。
And Jesus is giving this series of pictures to show us how God sees us.
耶稣这里就将一连串的图画画给我们看，看神是这样看我们的。
And then he says, Step into those pictures by faith.
然后他说, 你凭着信心进入这些图画当中呢?
And it will change your emotional life.
就会改变你里面的感受的反应。
Now the Holy Spirit will help you in this process.
当然圣灵在当中会帮助我们这样做。
But we have to participate by believing God's picture of our world that it's a place where He protects us and loves us.
我们必须要相信神是藉着图画告诉我们他是会保护我们供养我们。
So then at the very end, the last verse of this section,
所以到最后的时候,这段的最后,
He says, don't be anxious at all.
他就可以做出一个结论,说你不需要忧虑。
Then saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or how shall we clothe ourselves?
你根本不需要问你吃什么,喝什么,怎么穿什么。
There is a God who's dedicated to taking care of us.
因为这位神是很关注我们生活上的关心的事。
Can you picture what Jesus' heart was like?
你可不可以由此去想到耶稣的心肠是怎样呢?
Because he saw the world perfectly.
因为他看这个世界是在一个很完美的角度去看。
And he saw the world as a place where God takes care of his own.
他看到的世界就是这位神是会照顾他属于他的。
And then through pictures, he taught us how to see the world the way he sees it.
而藉着图画他教导我们怎样去从他这个角度去看这个世界。
But
但是,
our responsibility is to believe what he has shown us.
我们的责任就是要相信他所讲的。
Or you can be miserably anxious.
否则的话你可以选择去在你的忧郁当中或者是忧虑当中来过活。
And you could take years off of your life.
也可以因此而叫你寿命减短多年。
And be unhappy.
是一个不快乐的生活。
Or,
或者呢?
You can have a heart of peace.
你可以选择心里面有这样的平安。
Because you have believed the truth.
因为你相信了这个真理。
That there is a God in heaven who takes care of his own.
就是天上有位神, 他是会,
Let's pray.
关乎他属于他的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for Jesus.
天父，我们为着耶稣基督而感谢。
Who became one of us.
他成为我们当中一个。
So he could teach us how you see everything.
叫他可以教导我们怎样看所有的事物。
May we use that wonderful gift of imagination.
让我们可以用这个奇妙的礼物，就是我们的想象。
To use it the way you intended.
用按着你的心意去这样用。
To see your world the way you see it.
按着你的看的方法来看这个世界。
And we thank you that faith opens up this unseen world.
多谢你，因为藉着信心，我们可以看到这个我们以前未见过的世界。
And gives us the certainty of things that we cannot see with our eyes.
就是看到一些我们凭着我们肉眼看不到的，但是当中我们得着这个确据。
And may we live in this unseen world by faith.
让我们可以在这个眼看不到的世界里面凭着信心过活。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈祷是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.